Would you like to see what that looks like getting made? I know I would.
Kinds of women around Harvard Square, and about 10 or 15 of them are wearing phony mustaches. I sold quite a few of them to the women. They used to pay $8 for those phony mustaches at the Harvard Cooperative Society, run by the Harvard professors. All kinds of freaky women around Harvard Square, and the college girls. Harvard Square is a hangout. But I'm glad today's Monday. I hate Sunday. I didn't spend a nickel yesterday. I stayed in all day. I was tired and weary and worried, wasting my time in a nursing home. I came in when I was 74. I should have never taken a lot of people's advice. So those goddamn cops, they'd say, "You got money, go into a nursing home. Your people are dead, go into a nursing home." Yeah, of course, they meant well. Not too many cops go into nursing homes. Some do, but not many. A lot of priests go into nursing homes, ones run by the church. One priest went in and he committed suicide. He set the place on fire. Another priest retired and became a bartender. They called him Patty the Priest. Everybody knew he was a priest. He had that religious look about him. I never got pinched in my life, and I hung out with all kinds of hoods. I hung out with Cambridge guys who would beat up drunken cops. One guy from Cambridge had a bum eye. He was born that way. We used to call him Squint Eye. He had an upside-down pupil, but he got on the police force. He passed the exam because they didn't rule him cockeyed. They ruled him squint-eyed. They transferred him to Harvard Square Station, and he hung out with the Harvard students, and they educated him, and he came in first on the police chief exam, and he became the police chief of Cambridge. He was 63 years old then, and Ted Leahy was his name. Now, he called me a horse thief in 1913. I didn't steal no goddamn horse. I was just looking at a Pierce arrow. I was just asking the chauffeur questions. And he says, "Now, Wallace, what are you asking the chauffeur questions for? So you can steal the Pierce arrow just like you stole the horse and carriages?" And that started the fight. And it was so fierce we tore up Bob Moore's garden. I downed him with a flying tackle. But then he settled me with his cop's club and his belt. He was a son of a bitch.
dirty bastard. He was a cruel cop. We used to fight with him a lot, but he worked himself up. He got educated and became the police chief. And I wasn't the only one who fought with him. The other guys would tangle with him, too. It was because he'd start it. He'd insult you. He'd call you a horse thief or something. Him and two other cops were the three freshest cops in Cambridge. I hung out with all kinds of tough guys when I was young. They used to elect me captain of the baseball team. I used to play shortstop. Some of the other guys on the team were tough guys, too. We'd tangle with the fresh cops, Preshow, Ted Leahy, and Frank Henry. Yeah, Ted Leahy became the police chief. And that was because he got civilized and educated. My mother had Ted Leahy before the mayor 3 or 4 times for fighting with me and the boys. He got suspended a couple times without pay. He was a big, fat guy. Yeah, Jesus Christ. When he got old, he got so he could hardly even walk. He had a lot of fat around the neck. 3 times the size of a normal guy's neck.
This song's called Work. Thank you. Lucius Monk, Percy Heath, and Art Blakey. That loud thing was that John Weiss. I guess we know what we're in for now.
Thank you.
sorry to leave you with nothing but that really mellow Richard Feliciano, but I had to go across the street. And the disc that I desperately wanted to play while I was crossing those streets wouldn't play in the other CD player. If you can believe that, I can. So, we're going to hear this Serge Bagdasarian's Boris Balchin with Burkhard Bynes. Track number 2 off this CD that comes in a beautiful sleeve. It's shaped like a 7-inch. It's got about 3 pockets. The printing is on about 4 different layers of those pockets, and it sounds like this.
Light orgasm, otherwise known as photosynthesis, for all you botany majors out there. Then we go to UWO. That's an unidentified water object, like the Loch Ness Monster and submarines. Get it? Then we go to USO, unidentified space object, anything taking up space, because nothing can be identified, only interpreted. Which brings us to our next word, interpretation. I kind of like the way I tie these together. It's for you, not for me. I've got better things to do. I could be sipping some gin right now. Interpretation is one perception out of an infinity of perceptions of whatever one chooses or happens upon to perceive. Isn't that contrived? Yes. Which brings us to my longest expose of the evening, sensationalism. Now, sensationalism is defined as the essence of Western civilization, semicolon, always never living up to its name, semicolon, the power behind the spectacle, semicolon, the very foundation of media, semicolon. If an event or person or entity can be portrayed as sensational, in parentheses, comma, then attention of the masses can be drawn towards it like a magnet, and in parentheses, curiosity, to focus on the outer shell of its substance or hype without ever questioning its greater meaning, semicolon, a more powerful weapon than nationalism, i.e. sensational nationalism. Like a short attention span, semicolon, if the media were to ever focus entirely on non-sensational events, people, ideas, etc., it would totally undermine the concept of the media itself as we have come to know it and come to expect it, and its foundation would crumble and collapse, which in turn would create a new sensation, sick, as opposed to a manufactured one. Sorry, I got off on that tangential excursion. The next word is Vatican. That's V-A-T-I-C-A-N. It's a large pail or vat of distilled papal pus surrounded by fences and armed guards in southern Italy. Next word is portable Vatican, which is the same as Vatican, only mobile, encased in a plastic bubble. Okay, we're going to run through some real quick ones here. We're in this quickie section of our segment tonight.